Greetings of love and in Lakesh, in contemplating today's theme, which has to do with energy transmutation, I've been reflecting a lot on just how externalized our world has become and where it's all going. And for example, we can have a wonderful meditation and be feeling at peace. And then turn on our screen to email or social media and feel waves of anxiety or dissonance coming through the electromagnetic field. And the screen is an interface into the world mind, which is increasingly fragmented and polarized. And I know that we all feel this to some degree. Anyone who's sensitive can't help but feel, this dissonance. And a lot of sensitive people are feeling stuck or anxious or confused or in despair about their lives and all that's playing out in the world. And it's compounded by the solar activity. And in our current reality, we humans, can be viewed as lost time travelers. Or sleepers within an illusion. And we see the majority are disconnected from their own essence and from the greater cosmic reality. And so this sense of being lost really refers to a deeper disconnection from the natural rhythms of our true essence. And it's a disconnection. From the cosmos itself and all that is. And it's this disconnection that makes us vulnerable, in the sense of pushing us toward artificial constructs like the digital metaverse, which we're being ushered into, that promises reconnection, but really only deepens the illusion and unhappiness. But if we begin to shift our view and perceive the entirety of this world as a stage set for the evolution of our soul, then we're more inspired to get to work. So the theme for today is about energy transmutation, and it's based in cosmic science, which views everything as energy, force fields, frequency, and vibration. So we'll introduce the laws of what's called karma dharma that's based in cosmic science. And karma dharma refers to lines of force that we are always operating in. There's six lines of karma and six lines of dharma for a total of 12. And we're the 13th, the operative factor of these lines of force. So the lines of force are invisible currents within our field of consciousness, and they guide us toward either constructive or destructive patterns. And it's a new way to look at and to perceive different states of being and are the fluctuations of our emotional bodies. And as mentioned in the last talk, the law of time and cosmic history in general were given to help us chart a course to the new earth through changing timing frequencies and thus changing our consciousness. And learning how to turn on this internal technology. So, knowing the laws of karma dharma is a tool in shifting our energy from the mechanical 1260 frequency to the 1320 timing frequency. I want to start by giving a quote by Jose Arguelles Vollunvotan just to set a frequency field. And he wrote this very early on before probably in the early 1990s. Quote, "Before it is too late, oh human." Let me start over. "Before it is too late, oh humans, of what you think is spaceship Earth, there is a path beyond technology. But to know this path, you must come out of the time you are in and return to the time of nature. Our legacy to you is knowledge of that other time that you have ignored. This knowledge is encoded in our calendar, which is more than just a count of days. It came from a super mathematical structure based on 20 and not on 10, of a decimal rather than decimal mathematics. You see, the essence of time is not duration counted by mechanical hours, minutes, and seconds, which drag you into your future, but rather the essence of time is synchronization, which you dimly know as synchronicity, and of which the supreme instrument is your human biocomputer itself, with its 20 fingers and toes and 13 main articulations. You, O human, are the path beyond technology, but only with the right knowledge. Listen to our wisdom while you can. Time is not money, time is art. Our legacy for you is the science of time, the invincible knowledge that time is the fourth dimension." End quote. So the science of time, or cosmic science, gives us specific information for understanding our seemingly individual consciousness and how it's connected to and integrated into the greater cosmos. So all of this knowledge is like a bridge or fourth dimensional tools to help us bridge our third dimensional perception into our fourth and fifth dimensional perceptual bodies. And cosmic science perceives reality from within rather than studying only the externals like modern science does. And again, cosmic science reminds us to seek the origin of the world of form. So the law of karma dharma is an aspect of cosmic science. It gives us the awareness that our fluctuating emotions and states of being are connected to electronic lines of force. And we have the ability to replace negative lines of force with positive lines of force. Ultimately, we are meant to neutralize all forces or tame the forces. When we say tame our demons, tame the forces and neutralize everything in order that we may evolve. So in this system, there are six negative karmic lines of force, and then there are six positive dharmic lines of force, karma, dharma. So the six karmic lines of force disrupt our magnetic field and keep us in a time loop. So we'll identify these six, and then we will identify the six antidotes, which are the dharmic lines of force. These are the force fields that reconnect us and expand our electromagnetic field. So we have six and six, which again is a total of 12, and we are the 13th, the operative factor at the center of this system. So we'll briefly go through these. But first, I'll read an excerpt from volume two of the Cosmic History Chronicles, which relates to karma dharma. And it says karma dharma refers to descriptions of the mental attitudes governing human actions It is in reality a function of electronic lines of force. The electronic function of human beings brings about different negative karma and positive dharma. In other words, the psychoneural channels continuously produce lines of force that control us if we do not learn to control them. End quote. And then, so in this context, dharma refers to action that's consistently producing positive effects and that aligns with cosmic order. And in contrast, karma in this context refers to negative thoughts or actions. So again, these lines of force are interpreted as energetic pathways that we're always navigating, and they can lead to constructive or destructive results. So the six negative karmic lines of force are number one, stagnation, number two, duality, number three, self-centeredness, number four, disequilibrium, number five, quarrelsomeness, and six, discord. And we're going to go through each of these. And these karmic lines of force, again, illustrate how specific patterns of thought and behavior, when not addressed, can lead us into cycles of suffering. They disrupt our electromagnetic flow and keep us trapped in repetitive time loops. So, recognizing and understanding these forces is the first step toward transforming them into their positive dharmic counterpoints or counterparts. And so, the six positive dharmic lines of force are number one, loving kindness, number two, intentional labor, number three, equilibrium, number four, creativity, number five, sensitivity, and number six, decisiveness. So we'll give a brief description of each of these and some ideas for practical application. Since remember, you're at the center of all of these lines of force, you're like the central operator balancing all the force fields and neutralizing them. So that we can continue our path of evolution. Okay, so the first karmic line of force is stagnation. And this refers to when we feel stuck and unable to move forward. Like our field might feel dense or heavy, or we might feel like we can't stop repeating the same thoughts over and over. We're replaying the same time loop. We're stuck. It feels like a weight that restricts our mind and our spirit. And when we're in this, it's like sometimes hard to see a way out of it. And it feels like we've always been in this cycle. Okay, so the antidote. And I gave the wrong order up above, but that's okay. So, the antidote to stagnation is intentional labor. So, this means that when we feel stuck, it means do something. Like any small micro step that you can do in a new direction will help to begin to unstick this energy. So if you feel stuck or in a negative space, you can do even a small action, like just say a kind word to somebody, uplift somebody, do anything toward the positive. So when in doubt or feeling stuck, the key to remember is to make energetic progress toward the good. Just do something positive even if it's just a micro step, and then try to do another thing and keep building up the micro steps so that you can break through the field of molasses, which is stagnation. Okay, so the second karmic line of force is duality. And duality can feel like internally there's two opposing forces inside of you, and they're each pulling you in the opposite direction. And this duality is a dissonance that can cloud our energy field and make us agitated. And it can also lead to rigid ways of thinking that cuts us off from accessing the higher parts of ourself. And so this line of force, the duality creates a sense of internal conflict and a feeling that we're unable to reconcile these different aspects of ourself in relation to the external world. Okay, so duality, the antidote to duality is creativity. Any creative act will set the process in motion. You can draw a picture, write a poem, even make food or bake a cake, do something artfully, even something simple that brings you into a sense of creativity. You can imagine a burst of color, like a rainbow, that's dissolving the barriers of duality, and it's bringing you into a greater feeling of unity. And creativity and also a sense of play are the key to penetrate through these rigid fields of duality. Because when we can be creative and have a sense of play, we can blend duality or blend the polarities into a new creation, into new imaginative possibilities. And so creativity helps us to break out of this dualistic mindset and lifts us into higher fields of inspiration. Okay, so the third karmic line of force is self-centeredness. And this line of force refers to an excessive focus on ourself without considering the impact of our actions on others or the environment. And so this can feel like a tight, contracted energy around the heart if we become too self-focused. And this line of force can make us feel cut off or isolated from the rest of the world. So the antidote to self-centeredness is to apply loving kindness. So the fastest way we can get out of the feedback loop of this self-centered focus is to help someone or to uplift someone else, knowing that everybody is suffering. And so this loving kindness is connected to the understanding of the electromagnetic field of our heart, because this is all about lines of force, electromagnetism, and vibration frequency. So loving kindness, it's a reminder that as we help others, we also help ourselves. And we can visualize warmth radiating from our heart and extending to others around us. And we can visualize the warmth growing into waves of unconditional love and compassion that reaches all beings. So thinking like this and orienting our mind in this way breaks us out of the self-centeredness and helps open us into a field of compassion. And okay, so the next karmic line of force is, what is the next karmic line of force is disequilibrium. And this is when we feel off balance, whether it's emotional or mental or spiritual or physical. And this line of force can manifest as extreme mood swings or thought pattern fluctuations. And it leads us to inconsistent actions and responses. Much disequilibrium is connected to the emotional body. So suppressing emotions leads to inner imbalance. And as we acknowledge our emotions and accept them, it helps us to process and release them. So, of course, the antidote to disequilibrium is to reestablish equilibrium. So, this dharmic line of force is about learning how to maintain our stability at our center and learning how to regulate our emotional body. It represents balance and harmony. And it's so important that we do our best to cultivate this field of equilibrium as we navigate life's ups and downs. And this is why regular practice or meditation is really helpful, as well as proper nutrition. And again, learning to regulate our emotional body is absolute key to equilibrium. You know, we can, it might be helpful to get up early and receive the morning sunlight and then ground ourselves with our bare feet into the earth. It's very helpful. And we have over, I think, 2,000 pores located in the soles of our feet. So when we touch the earth with the soles of our feet, we're absorbing the magnetic frequencies of the earth, which helps to ground our biological field. And even wearing socks, because the bottoms of our feet are so sensitive, we might choose natural fibers like cotton or wool or bamboo. And that helps us to have a freer flow of energy in daily life because the synthetic fabrics can block or disrupt our magnetic flow. Okay, so the fifth karmic line of force is quarrelsomeness. We see a lot of that on social media. And this line of force is characterized by a propensity for conflict or argumentation. And it often stems from insecurity or a need to assert dominance over others and make them see your point of view. So this line of force is connected to defensive energy and the attachment to being right. And it can prevent meaningful communication and understanding. The antidote to quarrelsomeness is to cultivate sensitivity. So, sensitivity as a dharmic force is about being attuned to the subtleties of life, including the needs and the feelings of others. Sensitivity brings clarity, and but it requires the willingness to learn how to listen deeply to another person rather than being reactive. And sensitivity counteracts quarrelsomeness by cultivating empathy and compassion. The sixth karmic line of force is discord. Discord represents the culmination of the other negative karmic forces, and it manifests in our lives as a general state of unrest and agitation and disharmony and chaos. It's a chaotic and restless energy. It's like a stormy sky filled with conflicting currents zigzagging around. And it's also a feeling of uncertainty and dissatisfaction that arises from a lack of clarity and direction in regard to a higher mission. It can be like organized or disorganized chaos. So the antidote to discord is decisiveness. So decisiveness is the dharmic line of force that pertains to clarity and courage to make decisions that align with our highest path and with the greater good. But to be decisive, you first have to have a clear understanding of what the higher path is or what your goal or mission is. So if you're having a hard time making a decision, you might imagine a bright beam of light entering into your crown chakra. And just imagine that it's illuminating the clear path for you. You all of a sudden see things as they are, and you know exactly the right next step to take. And then you can feel the strength of making the decision and the clarity of knowing the right steps. And this decisiveness helps to dispel the discord from your life. It brings order to your life and path. So the quote is, see things clearly, know what is, be decisive. So these are the six karmic lines of force and the six dharmic lines of force that can be used as tools to help navigate this inner journey. And again, these lines of force can be seen as invisible currents that are always operating in the field of consciousness. And we can learn how to harmonize these, which guides us toward, guides us from destructive patterns into more constructive patterns, because each of us is our own alchemical laboratory. So here we will conclude.